I think the NFL needs to sign him. I think it's as simple as that. And I don't care about this argument about whether or not it's collusion. I don't care about that. Whether it's collusion or reactionary political culture, it really doesn't matter. The outcome is the same. And if Kaepernick is not signed by the beginning of the regular season, it's not Kaepernick who's going to have a problem. It's the National Football League that's going to have a problem. Because they have brought in people who have been associated with double murders. They have brought back people who've been associated with dog fighting and murdering mutts. They brought in people who've been associated with rape. They drafted a guy in the second round this past draft who had hit a woman in Oklahoma so hard he could have killed her. They brought him in under the draft. So they got people in there who've been brought back people who've been guilty of vehicular manslaughter while driving under the influence. They brought in people who are beating on women, domestic violence, not once, but two or three different times. They brought in people who've been charged with rape two or three different times. They come back and been on the field, but somebody who takes a knee and says that 147 black men, women, and children shot by police on the average every year since 1968, the overwhelming majority of them unarmed. We are better than this as a people and as a society. We're better than this. He takes a knee and he can't play, given what they've allowed on the field. If he's not on the field when the regular season starts, it's not Kaepernick who has a problem. It's the NFL that has a problem. And Roger Goodell can stop talking about the integrity of the shield because it has none. And I think that everybody simply has to understand that, along with the concussion issue that they have. If Kaepernick is not on the team, on a roster, they have a race problem. And that is one that is not going to go away, especially under the regime and in the era that we're in now with crypto-Nazis and fascists and white supremacists running down the street. Because what the owners are really saying at that point is that they side with them. I know they voted for him, but they side with them. That's what people are saying who don't sign him. And so at the end of the day, all of that's floating around out there. The NFL has to be smarter than that. They should make sure that Kaepernick is on the field. I don't care what the general public, quote unquote, says, because it's not a business issue. It's a political issue with the NFL.